just wanted to get a focus on nutrition and talk a little bit about it in general. Sometimes people have questions about it and they don't know where to get them answered. First thing I want to talk about is just the basic plate. When I grew up, when you grew up, I'm sure too, the pyramid was in place, and they changed that to a plate probably, what, 3 or 4 years ago, the idea of a plate. So what does that say about nutrition nowadays?
Well, my plate is an overall balanced meal plan. It changed, like you said, a couple of years ago, and it focuses on making sure that you get some foods from all the different food groups, from the meats, the grains, the fruits and vegetables, basically just having an overall balanced meal.
And so for those that don't know, how many servings a day are we looking at of each?
Each day, you want to have about 3 servings of meats, 5 to 6 servings of grains, and then as many servings of fruits and vegetables as possible. You know, we're saying we want you to try to get, you know, anywhere from 5 to 12 servings of fruits and vegetables. So it's a lot, but the servings are smaller than you think.
So if people want to start focusing on their nutrition, how to manage it, how to properly, I guess, eat, how do they get started with that?
Well, first you kind of want to try to motivate yourself. It's helpful to find a friend or a family member that also wants to start eating a little bit healthier. Some tips that I have for people who want to start is buying healthier snacks and things like that, making sure those healthy snacks are at eye level because that's what we see first. And then also having like fresh fruit and vegetables and things like that sitting out on the counter and having your healthier snacks on the counter, and that'll pull you towards those first.
And when you're talking about eye level, you mean in your cupboards and your shelves, that sort of thing?
Yeah, in your cupboards and your shelves, in your refrigerator, even in your freezer. When you open your freezer for a snack, you want your healthy things at eye level first, because that's what you see first, and that's what you usually grab first. After you do all that, you know, some people like to do a food log and you track what they do. Other things that you can do is you can actually come see me at Hy-Vee, and we do free grocery store tours, and I can go through and show healthier options, you know, based on what you're eating now. But yeah, just getting started, I think.
And what about with a child too? Is it pretty similar things if you're trying to help your child eat healthier?
Yeah, making sure a lot of those snacks are at your child's eye level, you know. You can make nutrition fun with your child. You can do like apples and peanut butter slices, you know, you can have your child play with their food and make, you know, healthier snacks. Like I said, apples and peanut butters, but put some marshmallows and have them make a face out of it and then eat it. Or ants on a log, where you do celery and the peanut butter and some raisins. You know, just trying to make things fun.
Okay. And what about as people get older, you know, the senior citizens, the elderly? Is there anything they need to change as that happens?
So as we age, our appetite usually decreases. And for people who are a little bit older, they really need to focus on getting more nutrient-dense foods. Also making sure to get protein at each meal. What happens as we age is our body wants to use our lean body mass for a lot of our nutrition, which is our muscles that they want to use for our nutrition. And so that protein helps protect our muscles and keeps us healthier longer. So including trying to find something, you know, even in the morning, like a high protein yogurt, like Greek yogurt, or having, you know, some eggs or things like that in the morning, and then just trying to have protein throughout the day for older adults.
Is there anything in the nutrition world that's changing maybe that people didn't know 10, 20 years ago as more research is done?
Things that are changing are, I think there's more of a focus on fruits and vegetables, but also, you know, grains and meats, making sure you just have an overall balanced meal. There's been a lot of diets out there, including, you know, the Atkins diet and things like that, that limit one of those food groups. And we've noticed that if you follow in those fad diets, most of the time you end up gaining back the weight. Those diets aren't sustainable. It's hard to cut out like one food group for a long period of time, and you end up just gaining extra weight back. And so just making sure to have an overall healthy, balanced meal is kind of what we've seen works best for people.
And it's not just eating healthy either too. I imagine you guys recommend good exercise routine and that sort of thing.
Yes, you can only do so much with food. You also have to exercise if you're overweight, to help you reduce weight. Cardio also helps keep your heart strong and the rest of your body strong, as well as doing some kind of impact. Exercise helps keep your muscles strong. And the more muscles you have, the higher metabolism you have, and the more healthy you'll be. So incorporating the exercise and diet together is important.